Welcome to the Super Bowl! Yes, it's Sunday! We are going to watch some games! No, wait, that's like a couple days away. Yeah. This is actually an SGR coffee break, but we are on SGR coffee break number 50, which also means we celebrate our anniversary just like the Super Bowl does. With Super Bowl 50 coming this Sunday.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I don't think we could have timed it better. I was doing the show notes and I saw we were number 50. I was like, hey, Super Bowl 50 is this Sunday.
Yep. Any big plans for Super Bowl Sunday, Carrie?
No.
No, you're not going to like go drink crazy amounts of wine at somebody's house and eat terrible food for you and regret every minute of it on Monday?
Hmm. No, you know, I haven't really done the Super Bowl party thing in a long time.
Yeah. I can't remember the last. I actually messaged Blake yesterday and then the fuck was that?
That was my phone. Sorry. Taking it off my desk.
I actually messaged Blake yesterday thinking that I would go over to his place to watch the Super Bowl, and then I was like, you know, he has a young, impressionable child, and I can't fucking keep my mouth on a PG level, so that's probably a really fucking bad idea. So, I don't know. I can't even watch it. I don't even have TV, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably the same thing I've done every other year, and that's drink at home and play video games.
So it's like a normal Sunday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to watch it because I want to see Peyton Manning's last game. I don't think they'll win, but I'm really hoping that they do so that he can go out on a high note. But, yeah, I don't think we're going to do anything that day. Now that I think about it, like, maybe I'll call some friends and see if they want to come over just so that maybe they can bring their son over to play because Gabe won't care. But, you know, since it starts so late, then they'll leave, like, at, you know, halftime. So it's just kind of gotten to the point where it's really even hard for me to do Super Bowl because it starts so late and we have to leave, you know, like I said, at halftime. And not that I even know who plays at halftime. I think it was last year, because usually I have a half marathon that day, but this year the half marathon was last Sunday. And so I would kind of would take a nap and sleep most through it, or I'll just fall asleep on the couch. And I remember last year waking up halfway through the Katy Perry halftime show. Mm-hmm. And I was going, who the fuck is this singing?
Oh, you,
and Sean's like, I don't know. So I totally missed the whole Left Shark thing.
That was bad. You mean,
but it's not like I keep up with modern music anyways. I had no idea really what she sang or.
So you haven't seen Ross's happiness about who's playing at halftime?
No, who's playing?
Ross is going to be rocking out some Coldplay.
Coldplay. Okay, at least that's a band I've heard of.
Ross loves Coldplay.
Are you being serious?
No.
Okay.
He posted the other, last week that anytime he's starting to feel good, Audrey puts him back in his place by reminding him that Coldplay's playing at halftime.
Wow. You know, Ross may be the better option to watch the Super Bowl because, you know, he didn't have an impressionable child yet.
That is true. That is true. But Blake's wife makes beer bread, so in dip.
This is true. It's hard to argue with that logic.
So
we have to make my own tradition for Super Bowl Sunday until the kids get old enough. Because actually, you know, I'm the only person in my house that even really cares about football. It's like my oldest son doesn't like it. He's so excited that the season's is pretty much over. Because when college football season starts and all that, like, mommy gets TV all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and he hates it. And on Monday nights, and he absolutely just hates it. So, and Sean's just kind of, whatever. Like, I like watching it, but, you know, I don't follow it.
Yeah, I could care less. I really just do it just for the junk food and beer.
You can do that any day of the week.
I do that every day of the week. But we are not ESPN. We are a strategy guide website, and we talk about games.
Hey, ESPN actually had Halo 5 World Championships Exhibition Tournament at the X Games this last weekend.
Esports. I can't. I still hate that term, but esports, they're a thing now. It's like becoming a big deal.
Well, you know, when they get like, you know, between 2 and 4 million viewers, I mean, of course TV networks are going to be like, well, we kind of want a piece of that pie.
Yeah, but they're never going to stream League of Legends, so. And League of Legends is really...
Well, no, because that's boring. Yeah, I said it.
Because let's face it, League of Legends is the biggest draw. I mean, they fill arenas now, so. Go Riot. And really, they're the ones that really started making esports a thing. I mean, StarCraft has always been a big thing in Korea, but now, thanks to Twitch and Riot, I mean, when was the last time you actually saw, you know, Halo fill up an arena with people watching?
Well, not in a long time, because this is, to be fair, this is the first Halo game that's been on the new generation. So whereas, you know, I guess, you know, PC, it doesn't really need a new generation. There's just, you know, all you do is upgrade your pieces inside your case. So it's easier, I suppose, to constantly have that. But I don't think Halo will ever fill up an arena. I'm surprised League of Legends does, because I've tried watching it. I can't do it. I can't take it.
If you've never actually played it, or have, if you're not really into the game, it makes it kind of hard to want to watch it. I mean, when did I start watching? I think it was season 2 I started watching, and then Ross and I were starting to talk and just watching. Like, you start picking up your favorite teams and your players, and then the team started getting all kinds of crazy, so like, it's worse than sports watching players get traded and moved around from, like, as soon as League of Legends Worlds is over, your favorite team is probably going to be not your favorite team anymore, just because all the players get so shuffled all over the place.
I guess that explains why there is a fantasy league.
Yep. And
that hurts my brain.
No, you know what? What should hurt your brain even more is that those kids that play this usually only have like a 3 to 4 year lifespan in League of Legends, and then they're moved out. So they come in, they make their money. Although, if I had to choose anybody, Sonic Fox would be the person that I would just put on my fantasy draft for any fucking game, because that dude, man, he is so skilled, and he's making so much money in fighting games, nonetheless. The one thing that everybody thinks is not a thing.
And he plays... See, and to me, if anything, that should be more of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah. I definitely like the fighting stuff a lot more. I like the, you know... Building a team is one thing, but, you know, then everybody blames, you know, if you lose, everybody blames it on something else. I like the, you know, one person versus one person, mm-hmm. because if you lose, it's your own damn fault. You know, you made it.
You know, one thing that surprised me when I got this press release was that, you know, that there hasn't really been a racing esport. Like, they're doing like the very first one. I'm like, that's not a thing. I figured that would totally be a thing.
Yeah, that's what is it, Dirt Rally, that they're bringing that on. So yeah, I'm totally stoked. I started reading up on how they were doing it, so that way they're bringing in, it's not just like you have to show up to an event, you do things over the weekend and participate in their events from your own home, and then mm-hmm. they you know, they'll take all the points leaders and bring them in for a final hoo-ha, and to me, that's a great way to do it. But because you're not really racing, I mean, you're obviously racing against other people, but you can't blame network lag or anything like that, because, you know, it's all done at your own house, and you don't have to worry so much about net code and all that other jazz. You just play it, upload. It's like you play it and stream it, or you play it, upload your times and all that, and then they're going to take they basically put you on a leaderboard and tally up your points. And
oh, okay.
It's like the top 25 people, I think is what I read, that they're going to actually have like a tournament for. So to me, that's, I love that. I think it's great. I really hope that we see a lot more racing. I'd like to see like Forza, because Dirt Rally.
Like, again, I'm shocked this is not a thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this just screams
Hey, this could be the gateway drug. We could see more racing stuff come in.
I mean, considering, you know, how big NASCAR is, and people can make fun of NASCAR for being redneck or whatever, but racing is huge. Like, right. NASCAR, Formula One, all that is just huge. So I'm just so surprised that the racing games wasn't that same way, but maybe it will be now.
You know, fighting games just started getting big on the whole esports scene, thanks to, I think it was, like last year, a year and a half ago, so... I mean, they've always had tournaments, but now they're finally getting some limelight, so... We can blame Twitch, or Justin TV is what it used to be.
Oh, right, I do remember Justin TV.
So, we have a lot to thank Twitch for. Even if you have no idea or care what Twitch is, we owe Twitch a lot, because people make their living streaming, and now we're actually starting to see good things, like the fighting game community, and seeing a lot of tournaments being streamed, and League of Legends, and Dota, StarCraft 2, and
Hearthstone,
Heroes of the Storm.
So, yeah.
And now we got Dirt Rally showing up. Halo. That's a
Halo 5 World Championships, and then, of course, I know there's going to be a Call of Duty Championship.
Yeah. The obligatory Call of Duty. Anyway.
Well, of course it's going to be an obligatory, because, I mean, Activision has now gotten in bed with ESPN. Or was it ESPN? Well, they're basically making an ESPN of... They're trying to make an ESPN of esports.
They bought ESL.
ESL, that's what. That's right. Or a piece of ESL.
So...
Or the whole thing. I don't even know. Activision has more money than God, so they can do that. Thanks to Blizzard. Yep. They have more money than God.
So maybe we'll start seeing StarCraft 2. Probably not, because I don't think people...
Man, really, there's so much scandal going on in StarCraft 2. It's like every single time I turn around, some other player is getting arrested for match fixing or betting and losing championships. And yeah. It's like, because you don't make enough money, so now you're going to have to, you know, fix matches. And
kids these days. Kids. And that's really what they are, is they're all kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, I think the oldest one was 19.
Yeah. There's a guy in the FGC that plays Street Fighter that's, like, in his 30s, and they call him the grandpa. I'm just like, I'll never be him. Yeah, it's just like, so I'm great-grandpa now, because...
That makes me feel so sad. Call him grandpa.
Anyway, this is not our topic.
It might as well be, though.
Might as well be. What is our topic?
Well, topic is a game series that we're suckers for, which I guess kind of ties into League of Legends, because they are all are suckers, because they just staunchly defend that, you know, no matter what. And I kind of got inspired by this because I just turned in a couple days ago my review for Mega Dimension Neptunia V2. That's not a 7, it's V2, which is a JRPG. And I was warned that if I didn't give it a perfect score, I was going to get roasted in the comments. And I was like, well, okay, well, whatever. No, I did not give it a perfect score. I did not give it anywhere close to a perfect score. I got a 6.5 out of 10. And but I thought I explained myself very, very well. And apparently, people are very, very upset that I did not call this the best game ever, that I dared to call it an okay, an average game, because that's what it is. It's okay. It's not great. It's okay. Like, some of the comments were actually, you know, typical Western RPG reviewer, so I'm going to add that to my business card, because then Cameron, my boss over there, called me a damn dirty Western RPG reviewer. I was like, that's it. That's going on my business card. So it's just kind of amazing that you people get so blinded by a series that they love that they refuse to see any faults that might be in it or see other people's perspective on what they see in it. It's like, first of my idea was like, we talk about the games we're apologists for, but I don't know if you and I are ever really apologists. Like, we get sucked into stuff and we'll buy it even though we know it's going to be terrible or it's going to let us down. Like, I have friends who are Resident Evil suckers who, even though it disappoints them year after year, they still buy it and get all sad. And But you know, I like to think that I'm still fair on it. Like, I just don't sit there and defend, like, this is still the greatest thing ever. Probably the only thing I defend on there is probably Mass Effect, because I still defend the ending, because people are just whiny little bitches. But I guess for me, the one I'm a sucker for that disappoints me more often than not, but I still buy it, and that is Final Fantasy series and or Kingdom Hearts.
I haven't bought a Final Fantasy game in a while.
You don't count A Realm Reborn?
Because that's I mean, it's Final Fantasy, but it's an MMO. When I think of Final Fantasy, I think more of the, you know, 40 to 60 hours of playtime and a single player experience. So I'm trying to, I think 13 maybe, but even I didn't finish that. And so, although I do keep buying Final Fantasy VII. Every time it comes out on a new platform, I buy it again. And that game has not aged well, so. Oh, man. What games do I buy that are, like, absolutely trash, yet they're, like, a guilty pleasure?
If Ross was here, his would be Dynasty Warriors.
Yep. I guess.
Now, Blake is an apologist if he was here.
He buys shit that he hates and he buys it again, thinking that it's going to be better because he bought it again.
I mean, I'm just thinking like Destiny. Like, he will defend Destiny to the bitter end, and he is a Destiny apologist.
Oh, God. He needs to. Oh. I guess I could say fighting games. I mean, I'm the asshole that keeps buying Street Fighter at every iteration. Street Fighter 4.
Even like the Turbo, Alpha, Hyper, just, whatever.
Oh, man, it's so bad. It's so bad. And now Street Fighter 5 is coming out, and I'm like, I really want to go to GameStop to pre-order it just so I can get the Ryu statue. It'll look right next to Scorpion over here. And I was just like, but then you're
that gonna, would look nice.
But then I'm going to have to buy the Street Fighter 5 Turbo Edition, and then the Super Street Fighter 5 Turbo Edition, then the Ultra Complete, all DLC characters and costumes included, Street Fighter Ultra Mega Mix Remastered Edition 5. Just, yeah, I'm part of that problem.
Oh, Capcom.
So part of that problem. What? Man.
I can't say anything, because, I mean, look at all the Kingdom Hearts stuff that I own. I mean,
I don't know that I really...
Like, I actually imported a Japanese PlayStation 2 so I could play Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, Chain of Memories, because they took the GBA version and put it on a PS2 version. Well, it wasn't coming out to the US, so I imported a PlayStation 2 and got the game, and then 2 years later, it did come out into the US. So... But yes, that's how far I've gone.
Wow, Carrie.
For different iterations, yes.
The closest I've ever come to that was going over to a friend's house that bought his Japanese PlayStation 2 because it came out like 2 months before it came out in the U.S. and going over to his place.
2 months.
What did we? Oh, we played Ridge Racer. Yeah, that's what we played.
Ridge Racer.
Oh, the things we used to do. EverQuest. Played a lot of that. Oh, man, back in the day on 56K dial-up.
Oh, God, I totally forgot EverQuest came out for PS2.
Yeah, it was on PC first, and then...
Right, right.
It was like a couple... And it was like a really...
Because I had friends who dropped out of college because they were busy playing EverQuest.
Oh, man. That game. Oh. That was such a good time. So many good memories on that one. And then Dark Age of Camelot came out, and that, yeah. I guess you could say MMOs. I do play a lot of MMOs just because they're always so much fun for the first, you know, first 100 hours or so, and then I get so sick of the grind. And I really haven't found anything that's really, you know... I'm still playing WoW on and off. But that, you know, there's just so many good memories on that. But man, you know, I made some great friends in Dark Age of Camelot. When I went down to Texas to go for training, they invited me over to their house. So I actually went over to their house, stayed there. The wife made like asked me what it is that I wanted for food, and she's from Sweden, and just made me all kinds of great stuff. Oh god, it was so good. So I guess I could say that. I mean, I will say that EverQuest was probably the best thing to happen for MMOs, other than, I mean, Ultima Online was out before that, so.
Yeah, but I still think EverQuest was probably the...
the big...
Yeah. And then World of Warcraft just pushed it on through.
Yeah. EverQuest 2 came out about the same time as World of Warcraft. That never stood a chance. I mean, we at that point, I just moved to Georgia, and one of my roommate had picked up my copy of EverQuest 2, and we were racing home. And then we played that for... God, like a month, and then finally we went over to a friend's house that was playing World of Warcraft, and he's like, oh, you gotta check this out. Yeah, that was the downfall on that one.
That was it.
That was it. We played so much World. I still log into World of Warcraft, and I have characters on so many fucking servers at this point, because I'll have, like, a friend go, hey, I'm playing here. I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll just log in and make a character, and I'll jump in, and yeah, so I've got character. Oh, man. Oh, it's such a mess. Oh, God, it's kind of embarrassing, actually. Guild Wars, played that. Guild Wars 2, played that. EVE Online.
You do like the MMOs. Did you play Knights of the Republic?
Yep.
Or no, not the MMO, the one BioWare did.
Yeah, I played it.
Okay.
The Old Republic is what it was.
The Old Republic is like Knights. It's the, yeah.
No. Played that.
SWTOR.
I think I got like 3 characters on that. Now it's like free to play, and then I don't know. I do have an itch to try that out again, just to see all the changes that they've made, and obviously Star Wars hype and all that other jazz. But
dude, speaking of Star Wars hype, did you see the trailer for Lego Star Wars: The Force Awakens?
No, I saw. Oh! I saw that it was leaked, and then I saw that they were like, they all went, oh shit! So we actually got to push this out and actually announce it now. So
yeah.
I am going to watch it. It's on my little short list of things to do today other than scrape the shit off my truck. And...
Okay, so just to kind of jump in a little bit of what we've been playing. So, like, I've been playing Lego Marvel Avengers. I guess that's another series I'm a sucker for is the Lego games. I think I have them all. I've played most of them. The only one I did not do was Lego, the first Lego Batman, because I played the demo back when they had the digital demos and hated it. So I think it's the only one like I've never played. There's some like I don't particularly care for, but I still just I love the series. But so I play a lot of Lego Marvel's Avengers, and my big problem with Lego Marvel's Avengers is that a lot of the humor that I love in the Lego games is not exactly there. It's silly. They have some funny interpretations of the movies, but for the most part, it's Lego Jurassic World was much better. Lego Marvel Super Heroes, and I think that's because they had an original story, so they were able to be a little more free with it. But looking at Lego Star Wars: The Force Awakens, they have it's like they know how to tap back into that humor, and it was great. And maybe it's just that Star Wars is just easier to make fun of, and because it's been there so long or whatever. But it's yeah, I laughed all the way through the trailer. Now, I hope that's not the only things that are funny in the game, because that would be sad, but...
Wow. Yeah, I'll have to watch that then.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I actually went and saw it last weekend.
Okay.
2 weekends ago. Beckett was like, we're going to go see it, so I went and saw it.
Like, the best part is, like, it starts out, like, it shows, like, the deserts of Jakku, and you hear Kylo Ren say... something has awakened. And then you hear an alarm clock go off and Finn like holds an alarm clock and like smacks it and throws it. Like, all right, okay. Well done. Well done.
That's awesome. You know, I did think of a game that I'm a sucker for, and that's kind of it's the Soul series.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Dark Souls 2, Demon Souls, and Bloodborne. Man, I played the shit out of fucking Demon Souls. Played a lot of Bloodborne and a lot of Dark Souls, actually. And that's one of the games that, like, I buy it on PS4, and then I buy it on console first, and then I buy the like all inclusive edition on PC. So, except for Demon Souls, Demon Souls never came on PC. Sad face. But man, yeah, the amount of anger that game generates, though. I don't even know why.
No, that's healthy.
I don't even know why. I don't even know what it is about the, like, I get so frustrated, and then I think it's because I get so mad, I'll get up and I'll walk away, and then I come back after I've calmed down, and then I beat whatever it is that I was trying to beat, and then there's, like, this big sense of, did it! Yeah, bitch! Yeah. I haven't broken a controller yet, though. That's still a good thing, especially because the controls are fucking $60 now. Jesus.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's a expensive thing to break them.
And if you got one of those scuff controllers that everybody's starting to rave about, man, those things are like $200. It's a freaking small console.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Yo, I'm all good on that. So, yeah, that would be one of my biggest guilty pleasures. And obviously Elite Dangerous and now Evercron.
Would it be Elite Dangerous, or is it the Space Sim?
Be the Space Sims. I really miss the Space Sims.
When we're about to get inundated with them.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, people actually like this. Oh, let's just flood the market with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I am curious to see what Star Citizen does. Star Citizen. You money-grubbing whores.
Well, you know you can play it free this week, right?
Yeah, I have an account. Like, I created an account with them because I was going to try to buy, like, their starter edition just so I could get in the betas. And then I get an email when I was in Wisconsin that was like, hey, come play for free for a week. And I was like, that would be a very bad thing to do. I will go ahead and download it right now.
There you go.
So hopefully they're fixing. I watch streamers play it all the time, so. I hope they've gotten a lot more of the bugs worked out, because that game is a buggy piece of shit.
Well, it is an alpha.
Yeah, so. What you can do?
An alpha that's been an alpha for, like, what, 4 years?
I don't know. When was that announced?
We were still doing the Evil Cast, I'll put it that way. Because I remember Ross wearing his Star Citizen shirt when he backed it.
Oh, he's dumped so much money into that. I just don't. You buy the game, and then you gotta buy the ships. You know,
like, that's what I have the biggest problem with. Like, they already have, like, they've gotten so much money.
Yeah.
Like, why do people need to buy the ships now? And, like, and it's not just like, it's not $2 ships. It's $400 ships.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's like a $2,000 ship or something like that on there too. So I'm just
blows my mind.
And I've watched a streamer just drop like $50 on a couple ships like it was nothing. I'm thinking to myself, man, come on. You've already, who knows how much, if you backed them on Kickstarter, how much have you given them on Kickstarter? And then.
Is there a way to buy the ships with in-game currency as well?
Not that I've seen.
Well, see, now that I have a problem with. It should offer both options. Like, if there's, like, it may be like it's get 10 billion or whatever in game credits to get it, but still.
It may be there, but all I've ever done is gone to their website and just saw the price of the ships. Just went, $20? Are you shitting me? $20? So you may be able to buy it with in game currency? I have no idea. I honestly don't. I honestly have no idea what the fuck they're doing with that game because they have so much ambition for that game. Ugh.
Maybe too much. That's the problem, I think, when stuff gets overly ambitious.
Yeah. Well, at least they're, right now, it seems like they're focusing on the space part of it. So, that's cool. Yeah. Space Sims. I like some Space Sims. Reminds me.
Jeremy doing that in No Man's Sky.
Yeah, I don't know about No Man's Sky. I'm still waiting to see how that actually plays out, because I've had the same thought as Ross has had for quite a while, is that, yeah, you can have all these procedurally generated planets and things like that, but how much of it is just going to be a different planet with a new coat of paint?
You know,
because there's only, you have to have all these assets, and there's only so much, you know, there's only so many assets you can cram into that game. Unless you're procedurally generating your creatures, which would be kind of cool, but, you know, are we going to then see a dinosaur with a tree coming out of its head? I mean, that'd be kind of interesting. I guess.
Maybe they'll be procedurally generated like how Diablo does it, where it just procedurally generates the random elements.
Oh god, please don't become Diablo 3. Please don't be Diablo 3. Oh, all the loots. All the loots to have to go find. Ugh. Oh.
Yeah, but then you'd come across fire chain, electrocution, molten wallers, you know?
Oh, screw you, Diablo. Screw you and your resistances. Oh, yeah. Oh, Diablos! Let's face it. I'm sucker for the Diablo series. I've owned all of them on PC, and now I own it on console. And I still think the console one is a little bit more fun than the PC version, so... I don't know why, either. I think it's just the controller. But...
Well, from experiencing Diablo 2 now, and seeing how the inventory management goes, no, I like the console version so much better. I don't like to manually take care of my inventory.
You know, Carrie...
I'm a lazy console peasant, okay?
Never going to make PC Master Race at this point.
I'm really good with that.
All right. I think we've rambled on long enough. Oh!
Oh, hey, Toby.
Hi, Puppy.
What up, dog?
All right, Carrie. What have you been playing?
Well, I've not been playing Fallout 4 as much as, you know, Toby's presence here might suggest. But not like I reviewed Lego Marvel's Avengers and... So now I am working on the guide, and I have a funny story about the guide, because I was working on it this week, and there's 7 hub worlds in this game. So I decided to clear out one hub world, because I realized that I can't go through the free play and automatically get everything until I get this one character with this one type of ability, which you don't get by doing the story. So I was like looking through, I was like, where's like the easiest place I can go and get this character. So I went to this one hub world, and I'm reading the guide, trying to figure out the hub world. I'm like, well, how come this gold brick I just found is not in here, and this gold brick is not in here, and where the hell is this character? Oh my god, this thing sucks! This guide sucks! And then I realized I was in the wrong hub world.
Carrie, that's kind of like a noob mistake right there.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I was in South Africa, and I was looking at the hub world for Barton's Farm. Nowhere close to the same.
Oh, Carrie, yeah. that's a serious facepalm moment right now.
Yeah, like, I was, like, seriously pissed. I was like, why the hell do I even have this damn thing? I was getting mad. No, no. And I have to say that so far with South Africa, it's dead on the money.
Yes, this is our editor-in-chief right here.
Yeah. Hey, at least I noticed it before I started writing it, and I ripped it a new one. This is what happens when I review too many games and lose sleep. I know.
This is why we
can't. And I've also been playing, I just did a review for, as I said earlier, Mega Dimension Neptunia V2, which is a... This is a series I've been recommended to try because it makes fun of the game industry and gaming culture, and it does it so brilliantly. It really does, and it has lots of great insights and text tropes and text, actually 4chan, and, you know, all these things, and it's so great. And like, it actually talks about how, like, it actually does, like, women's rights things, like, because this guy, well, like, he's like, well, I don't understand why she's our CPU, because, like, she hasn't, her chest hasn't even developed that well. And she just attacks him for saying that. I'm like, all right, like, you're attacking that trope. And then immediately, like, the next scene is naked shower scene with 4 girls. I'm like...
you do know that this is a JRPG, right?
I understand that. But... don't make this one point and then immediately, you know, take 2 steps backwards on that point. It's just kind of ridiculous. And I have no problem with nudity in games. Like I said on the Action Trip podcast that I've played Witcher 2. Obviously, I have no problem with nudity in games. It's just, but there's got to be a reason for it. And this just having girls taking a shower together with water tastefully tossed over the nipples and other naughty bits is just, that's not necessary. It's pointless. That is nothing but people wanting to look at naked girls. And sorry, that's perverted. And I know that's, again, that's Japanese. But yeah, so that and the cutscenes were boring ass shit. It was just, let's just scroll through these dialogue boxes. That's all that it was. At least the combat was interesting. Because the combat is turn-based combat, but it focused on you placing your characters in certain positions. So it was really great way to do, you know, strategic, like how to do this. Like, I need to place them here because they'll do more damage, or I need to take them away from it so they have time to heal. So, I mean, that part I really enjoy. Just, I don't know, like I said this in my review, like, it'd be brilliant 1 second and then took a sharp turn to Naked Town. Like, okay, why? Why are we here? Why is the shower scene going on for 5 minutes? Okay, all right, whatever. And then it'd be all meta and make me laugh again. And then Naked Town. Like, why? Like, I can overlook the huge boobs that bounce as they talk, but why do they have to take showers all the time?
Because it's a dirty place out there. It's a dirty world, Carrie. You gotta be clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Okay.
And I shower for like 15 minutes, so if they're only showering for 5 minutes, they are scrubbing very quickly.
I just don't want to see it. I just don't want to see the showering.
Were they using loofahs? Or was it bar soap? Or did they just let the water tastefully run down there?
It looked like it was just the water. I saw water and towels.
Did they snap each other in the ass with the towels?
One girl had a towel just, you know, playfully, like, you know, down between her legs, and the rest of it went, like, around her back.
So there was no towel snapping? This wasn't, like, middle school?
Not that I saw, no.
Damn. They missed out a good opportunity there.
Possibly.
It's not a shower scene until somebody gets hit in the ass with a towel, and then it welts, and then you can't sit in your fucking desk chair for the next 3 hours.
Of course, then there was a shower scene where it wasn't really a shower. They were taking a bath, and all they had was this bucket, and all three of them had to get into the bucket together.
That's a really big bucket.
It kind of was. And they're like, do we really all have to get in together? And one of the girls said, but our fans expect it. I'm like, yes, they probably do.
Oh, Carrie.
I know.
But it's done. It's over.
Yes.
It's in the past.
So it is in the past. Oh, and everything I said about it is like, you know, I've played some padded JRPGs in my day, but dear God, this was awful. Just, I can't believe I had to fight the same goddamn boss 6 times in a row.
Final Fantasy.
And I don't mean like I had different phases. Oh. I mean like it escaped and then got some new powers or something. And so then we had to go, you know, grind some more and level up and then go after it again. I was like, are we really doing this again? We are fucking doing this again. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Ah, yay.
Yeah, good times. So, but the one thing I did have a lot of fun with was Tom Clancy's The Division. I played the beta this past weekend, and I had a great time doing that.
So how is that single-player portion? I mean, like, I'm trying to think of this as, because essentially this is going to be like my next Destiny is what I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, the big things about it for me was, because I kind of compared it to, because the only time I played Destiny was the Destiny beta. When I played the Destiny beta, I mean, I liked what I played. It was a lot of fun. But I came away from it with 2 thoughts. One being that I think this would only be, this is fun, but I think it can only, it's only possible to get through it if you have other people helping you. And two, I don't understand why I'm here, what's going on, and they didn't tell me anything, so I guess I don't care either. And with the Division beta, I never once felt like I had to have somebody there with me. And you get the story instantly. And I left going away going, okay, I actually want to help these people. I want to be able to solve this plague. I want to, do all this research and find this and get that and get this sorted out. And so that, and I'm more of a third-person shooter fan than first person, so the third person to me really sold it, and I really like the whole idea of cover-based shooting. So I mean, because it's like when you start off, you get dumped in this camp, and it's like you gotta go set up this other camp, but you see so go along the way, and it's just like side mission, side mission, side mission. I'm like, oh, hold on, let's go this way. So by the time I actually did the first story mission, I was way overpowered, which is that's the sign of a good RPG, in my opinion.
So, is the single player online or is it just all?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Yeah,
do people drop in and help you out and do things or?
you can, well, you can only pick up with them at a camp. And so, like, I was running around a camp, and there's a place where you can either do matchmaking to meet people who are at similar levels, or if you want to meet with a friend, you guys can set up at the matchmaking tent. And it was really funny because there's people, and all you can do is emotes with each other. And I sat and watched these five people do jumping jacks for about 2 minutes. So I was like, are they going to keep doing jumping jacks? Yep, they are. They're still doing them. They're still doing them. And someone walked up and started clapping.
So the real question we have here at SGR, we want to know, did you go into the black zone and did you take somebody's bags?
I did not because I have done the PvP portion at San Diego Comic-Con, so I know what that's like. And I'm not a huge fan of it, and that's because if you kill another agent, you instantly become a rogue agent. Now, if someone already is a rogue agent and you killed a rogue agent, then that doesn't count against you. But at San Diego Comic-Con, I became a rogue agent by accident so many times because idiots would walk right in front of me as I was shooting. And then suddenly there's a target on my head, and then everybody turns against me. I'm like, well, motherfucker. So I guess I kind of want that to be fixed a little bit. Like, again, maybe it is. I didn't really play that. Apparently, that's the only place to get like the really good loot is in there. So you go do the PvP, you get that loot to come back out to do your single player. I don't know how much of that I will do. I will probably only do that if I have a fire team of friends with me. I'm not gonna go hook up with some random people to go into there. But I'd be devastated if someone came and like, robbed me too, took all my stuff if I died.
Carry.
Which I know is kind of the point.
How are you going to teabag other people while you're stealing their shit?
I'm fine with not teabagging people. I know that's
That's
hard for people to
this is
understand.
how PvP goes. You teabag them, you take their shit.
No. The
Carry.
other thing is that what I really wanted to do sitting at Comic-Con, because but the way that they had it set up is that, we're kind of like in a little LAN together, and it was four different three-player teams were going to get up against each other. And when we got to this area, because basically the mission in the area, it doesn't have to be PvP, it just kind of becomes that way, because basically what it is a friendly fire is off. Or it's on. Whatever. You can kill other people. And so you have this mission where you have to, like, our mission was to find this research and upload. Stop it, and upload it. And basically, it's a race to do it first. So that's where everyone starts killing each other. But I wanted to kind of talk to the other team and be like, "Can we be cool and work together and do this?" But there was none of that. We couldn't really talk to each other.
Party chat.
Well, see, and I don't know if, like, when you do that, you set up in the PvP, if you can only talk to your fire team, who you've already, like, done the party chat with, but you can't talk to the other teams, which I'd want to be like, hey, can we chat a minute? Like, just, emote, like, can we talk and work this out? And so, but apparently what was going on in the PC beta was that everyone was just going in the PCP, and they found a way to exploit the statistics and gave themselves unlimited health, med kits, and ammo.
Yeah, and then they also had like super speed, so that way you wouldn't even see them moving, because they were
Nice.
just basically invisible. So, yeah, and everybody's like, oh, well, they're cheating. No, they basically just found a glitch and they exploited the shit out of it. So,
Right.
It's PC. It's what people are going to do on the PC is they're going to dive in.
And that's
every
the
file,
point
so.
of a beta test is to find that stuff. Ubisoft is aware of it. Like, oh no, we're going to fix that.
Yeah. Yeah. People were freaking out yesterday on the internet. It's like, you know, they are going to probably fix that because it was such a big problem. And it is beta. The game doesn't come out until like March, right?
Right.
Or April, something like that. So.
March. Yeah, March 8th. Everyone was losing their shit. And yeah. Like, I had one commenter next year, but it was like, it is a beta test. I'm like, yes, thank you, sir. It is a beta test. That's what they are for.
Yeah.
It's like when everyone was losing their shit over Street Fighter V having all their issues with one of their beta tests. I'm like, that's what the beta test is for, motherfuckers.
They were working on their netcode. That's what they do. Fighting games, people hate it when their netcode is shit. I mean, that's why people don't play Mortal Kombat all that often online, because their netcode is such ass. Well, that's on the PC side, I believe. The PC side of the
Mortal Kombat. PC side, it's broken. And I mean, it's to the point that they're not, I don't think they're going to continue supporting it anymore, because they've already said that the next DLC pack, they're not getting it. And they're not getting the XL edition either that has all the DLC.
Yeah, so. I mean, from what I've played on the PS4, it's alright. I mean, it's not great. It's not Street Fighter level. I mean, Street Fighter, their netcode is pretty solid, which is why, you know, people getting pissed off when they were doing a beta test for that just need to calm the fuck. It's a beta test. And let's face it, this is a great thing for companies to start doing. Start doing these beta tests, so that way you get the code.
Can you imagine what a SimCity would have learned?
Oh, right? I mean,
yeah.
People need to understand that, you know, a beta... Oh, God, come on, kids. Get with the program.
I know.
Beta tests are there to work out the kinks, and if you buy into that so that way you can play it early, you have to understand that you are helping them test their shit, and it's a great thing because when the game comes out, it's less broken than what we've had over the last decade of broken ass shit coming out and then watching companies backpedal and try to fix it.
Right. I mean, at least Ubisoft learned something from this from the Division beta. I mean, because their first beta for Rainbow Six Siege crashed within an hour and they had to take it offline. So at least they, you know, they're learning, you know, and it wasn't like, and I think someone with their issue with Street Fighter V with that beta was that, because if you pre-ordered the game, you got guaranteed access to the beta. It's like, well, they already paid for this. I'm like, no, not really. They did. No. It was a pre-order incentive. So yes, they're going to, but that's insinuating that they're never going to have another beta test. And obviously they will. They're not going to make that one failed beta test be like, oh, that was it. Thanks for trying. No.
Yeah, I think Capcom even extended like that very first one because they did. The first day was.
They even added a fourth one.
Yeah. So.
So.
I mean, you know, they did. It was just a nicety, and you're just helping them fix it. So that way, when you actually get to play the game for reals.
For reals, yo.
For reals, yo, bro. Oh, God, people are so entitled, whiny little bitches anymore. Just understand, you're not paying for the beta. You're paying for the game. You just get the beta as like a, hey, here you go. Mm-hmm. Try it out. See what happens. Help us fix our shit. So that way when
right.
we release it, you know, to the mass hordes of people. Oh.
Which is, I think, why Ubisoft hasn't been announced yet, but it's been leaked that they're going to have an open beta.
Yeah.
Which they probably need to do. And not that there was any server problems, but the closed beta was like, you know, they had a set capacity level, and so they probably do need to see how much they can stretch it to see what will happen when it actually goes out into the wild.
I think I read that they were doing that in like a couple weeks, that they were going to open it up. It's going to be like a free weekend or something like
that. It wasn't confirmed. Hmm. It's a leak that Xbox Italy mentioned, but they would most likely, the Xbox would know, you know, since they always get the day one, they get early access to these betas.
Oh, platform exclusivity crap. Ugh.
It's just one day, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Although, one thing I will say, my big pro tip for The Division was that because it is an MMO, there is no pause button. So when you're looking at your map, trying to figure where to go next. People are still coming at you. If you're going to upload your screenshots, make sure everyone's dead first. Because I finished an encounter and I uploaded and I saved the video so I could edit it later and put it up on Action Trip. And as I came back, my screen was all red. I was like, am I dead? And there's a guy standing over me. I'm like, holy shit, where'd he come from? So, yeah. The closest thing you have to a pause button is to exit back out to the plane station, you know, main menu. But when you do that, you disconnect from the server and have to start all over anyway. So there is no pause.
Oh, Carrie, you have much to learn. You have so much to learn.
I know I do. Okay. And the thing is, like, if I could have uploaded that video to show that happening, I would have, but because it cuts it off right when you upload it, you know, it wouldn't show the whole thing. So, unless I had a Elgato or something to... That reason alone, it pushed me over to maybe getting the Elgato instead of using PlayStation to record, because that would have been priceless to keep. Like, here's my pro tip.
Oh, Carrie. So, you had a pretty good time with that then, huh? So...
Oh, yeah, I cannot wait. This thing is going to eat my life, and I'm going to love every second of it.
Get hype, people. Get hype. And then kill Carrie.
This will probably be my destiny, but, you know, if I start being an apologist for it and, you know, screaming everyone needs to play it, this is the best thing ever, like, please punch me. Please.
If I even remotely hear, oh, my God, it's so great, Heidi!
Okay.
I will personally drive down there to slap you.
Okay, we have been podcasting together for 6 years now. And have you ever heard me do that?
No. There. I'm just warning you. If it ever happens, I know where you live, Carrie.
Yeah, you do. I know where I live.
I will drive down there to slap some sense into you. I'm going to slap the Blake out of that mouth.
Oh! I don't even say that about Mass Effect. And I have 2 Mass Effect tattoos.
Oh, God. Oh, Blake, you're so easy. You're such... Oh, we love you, but man. Oh, anyway. All right. That all you've been playing?
Yeah. You've been playing nothing, it looks like. Slacker.
I have played not a damn... I've been playing the Road Trip game, actually. It's a lot of fun. It's a great MMO. You basically get in your vehicle and you drive. And you have to avoid all the idiots that are on the road with you. I drove home on Monday in some fog, and it pissed me off because there are people with white and silver cars that can't even turn their fucking headlights on. I was like, I can't, you know, there were times I could barely see, I don't know, 15, 20 feet in front of me, and all of a sudden there's just a car there that just shows up because they don't turn their fucking headlights on. And don't pull the shit that I have automatic headlights. You can, there's a little knob, you can turn the fuckers on manually.
Yes, I had a car that had automatic headlights, and there is a way to turn it on yourself if they don't turn on.
Oh, God. I hated that level of this.
That's just dangerous.
It is. And you know what? If it's dark out, I drive with my headlights on. You know, it just...
Oh. Yeah, that to me... fog is almost, to me, more dangerous to drive in for that reason only. At least, like, when the dark, you rarely see anybody without their headlights on.
Yeah. But fog and snow. Snow's another good one. And wipe the snow off of your fucking taillights. Don't just, like, I'm gonna clean my window off and call it a day. No. Clean your goddamn car. Just clean the whole fucking thing, because that shit goes flying in the air, and then I have to avoid it because there's this giant chunk of snow and ice coming in. Ugh. This is like the worst game ever. It's terrible.
Worst game ever.
Terrible game.
0 out of 10, would not recommend.
I give it a 1.5 because the rearranging snow in parking lots in a circular fashion, that's a pretty good time. That's a pretty good stage.
Okay, all right.
So I do like that part. So that gets a 1.5. But yeah, anyway.
What other game is getting snow that you have to deal with that I know you want to do? Skitties. Cities Skylines.
Oh, really?
Got a snowfall expansion. We actually have to manage, you know, snowplow resources and...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Because I know you have fun with that in real life, so add it to your virtual life.
Man. I actually have a decent sized city now. I'm actually pretty proud of that. But every time
that's impressive.
Every time I go to play that game, it's like prepare for like 3 hours to just disappear.
See, now you need to get the Snowfall expansion.
Apparently.
Dump snow on it.
Yeah. I'm actually debating getting back into the crew too. Now that they have their wild ride or whatever. They sold me when there was like this giant monster truck. I was just like, oh, I gotta have it. I need monster truck in my life. Everybody's going for the cool cars. I'm like, nope. Fucking, let's just get the trucks. Let's just.
You do have the MMO thing.
It's terrible. It's like a terrible addiction. I don't even like playing with other people. I just. They always make such good worlds that just to roam around.
Right.
Anyway, Carrie, take us home because I've been rambling.
Okay. Well, you can leave us a comment on this post if there's anything that you would like us to talk about, or email us at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com. You can find these vidcasts and other lovely videos at our YouTube channel. We are also on iTunes. I'm going to work today on getting us on Google Play Music. Good times, yeah. You can follow us on Twitter. The site is at Strategy Reviews. I am at Crunchy Chocobo, and Chris is at Starvin. And keep on reading strategyguidereviews.com. I'm working on Marvel's Lego Avengers. What you got? Fallout 4?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Three quarters of the way through it now, so I should hopefully have it in the next week or two. Probably going to have to buy one of those games cases like you got so I can start hauling my PS4 with me, because I looked at my travel schedule for the next 3 months and I was just like, oh, this is sad.
Yeah, because you got Street Fighter V coming up soon.
Oh, I know.
Good times.
Good times.
All right, so we'll catch you all next week.
And with that, we want to remind you, don't be a dick on the internet because it just makes you an asshole. Stop being a dick. Be happy. It's a good time. We play video games. And with that, we're out. Peace.